Zimbabwe's election moves the country to new hope. Outreach partners deploy scripture to the military. And the church's silence in HIV/AIDS devastation prompts a ministry response. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Zimbabwe's President Robert Mugabe has reportedly privately conceded defeat, but has yet to make a public announcement. Pressure is mounting for him to step down. A quiet tension holds the country. But Global Advance's David Shibley is confident the teaching from an earlier frontline Shepherds Conference prepared the church for such a time as this.
In this volatile time where there is a mix of tremendous uncertainty, but also of great hope, I believe the church is going to rise. This church in Zimbabwe has been tempered, and I believe it's time now for God by His Holy Spirit to do something dramatic and wonderful.
Shibley is urging prayer for the church as its leaders work as peacemakers.
The church in Zimbabwe is going to have to rise to the occasion so that there will not be conflict. We're trusting God and believing that there's going to be a very bloodless, peaceful transition to a new government and a new Zimbabwe.
Next, there are about 5 million orphans in Ethiopia. The United Nations says more than 800,000 are the result of AIDS. Corey Barron with Children's Hope International says,
the problem is, as the kids age out through the orphanage, they never leave because they don't have any skills. They don't have the training necessary to leave the orphanage and go out on their own.
Children's Hope is addressing that by training older orphans to be taxi drivers, mobile phone and computer technicians, and more. They're also providing them with counseling to prepare them for the real world. Children's Hope is providing something basic for these kids: hope.
They are going to have at least hope for this life, and we are giving them hope for eternal life. But you have to, first of all, meet those basic needs.
The ministry starting with 31 young people, but will expand the program as funding allows. Your $500 gift can provide training for one orphan. Go to our website to help. You're listening to Mission Network News. Audio Bibles are being deployed around the world, from boot camp and base chapels to veterans' hospitals and war zones. Faith Comes by Hearing's John Wilkie explains what they're doing.
The military Bible stick, it's a portable audio player. It's about the size of a pack of chewing gum, and it's preloaded with a dramatized New Testament. We've especially designed this one for the military for low-light situations,
so that they can be taken along on missions. How will they distribute the Bible sticks to the military? Wilkie says through the military's churches.
Faith Comes by Hearing has recently partnered with Campus Crusade for Christ's military ministry. Now, that's a chaplain network of about 350 active duty and reserve chaplains, and they serve the 1.4 million people in active duty.
When asked how many they're hoping to distribute, Wilkie says,
they're going to be doing distribution with the Bible stick so we can get today's service member into the Word of God. You know, we're more interested in life change than we are in distribution. It's more about letting God do His work through His Word and today's U.S. military members and their families.
Elsewhere, Africa Inland Mission is working hard to help its members throughout Africa to develop an effective Christian response to AIDS. John Chaplin is the ministry's international HIV/AIDS coordinator. Together with his wife Jackie, they're trying to be a catalyst to African churches, helping them see how the gospel message of a changed life can fight against HIV/AIDS. Pray that churches in Africa will get involved in AIDS education and care for AIDS victims and their families. And registration's underway for the next Gospel for Asia Renewing Your Passion Conference in the United States. The July 11th through the 13th conference in Dallas, Texas, will allow you to hear firsthand from several field leaders who have made incredible sacrifices, faced persecution, and yet boldly proclaim the message of the gospel without fear. Thousands of unreached have turned to Christ. GFA hopes these inspiring testimonies will refresh and encourage you. Go to our website for details. Mission Network News is a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Praise is the ultimate form of worship. For a suggested donation, Eminence makes available the CD Passionate Praise 2. It features songs like Voice of Truth, Blessed Be Your Name, Open the Eyes of My Heart, and others. Get your copy at 1-800-995-4828 or follow the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.